This being the second Sunday of May, this is the day that honors women and the blessing bestowed upon many women, especially in the role of mothers. We're so very grateful to God for the gift of women and mothers, but none of us would be here today without them. Today is also designated as Rogation Day. Rogation days are the 3 days preceding Ascension Day, which we remember this coming Thursday. So what's a Rogation Day? Well, Rogation Day is especially devoted to asking for God's blessing on agriculture and industry. And that should be no surprise that agriculture and industry is central to the people and the economy of Douglas and Coffee County. In today's Holy Gospel, Jesus speaks right to the heart of that with a rich illustration that the Lord has given to us. It's pretty self-explanatory. God the Father is the vine dresser, the one who cultivates the vineyard in order to produce an abundant harvest. Jesus is the vine, that thick trunk that runs along the vineyard. We're the branches, those smaller vines growing out of the main vine. Yeah, did you ever wonder where the Holy Spirit is in all of this? His presence is the vine. Jesus had already promised the Holy Spirit to his disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He makes it very clear when he says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." He is the power from on high. In the vine, the Holy Spirit is the power of God the Father coming to the branches, helping them, helping us to bear fruit. In the vineyard illustration, the Holy Spirit comes through the vine and is in the branches, which produces the fruit. We, the branches, are called to bear fruit. We'll be pruned so that we can bear more fruit. We in Christ, over our lifetime, should bear much fruit. So I'd like you to think about these questions. Which kind of branch are you? Which kind of branch do you want to be? Is your life nothing like Christ? Somewhat like Christ? Or pretty much like Christ? Or is it a mirror image of Christ and his ministry? Well, let's see how God the vine dresser works in each of these situations. If we're bearing no fruit at all, what does that mean? I believe it means one of two things. Either we're not attached to the vine at all, or our attachment to the vine has been in some way blocked, so that all the life-giving strength isn't flowing into us. It may be that there's someone here today who has never really had an attachment to Christ, or maybe has never received him into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. I would urge you to get attached to him this morning by faith, as we're told in John chapter 1, verse 12. "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Because the branches that remain unattached are taken away by the gardener. Or as Jesus said in verse 6 of today's gospel, "If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned." On the other hand, it may be that you are attached to Christ, but you've been going through a period of fruitlessness because something's put up a blockage between you and God's Spirit. because of falling in and out of sin and refusing to repent, the gardener has to pick us up off the ground, clean us off, remove the blockage, and put us back on the trellis. If we are in Christ and not bearing fruit, we have to see what's blocking the flow. It's sort of like when there's a problem with your circulation. You know, you go and to the doctor and he says you need a bypass, a stent, or you have to have your arteries cleaned out. It's the same in our spiritual condition. What is blocking the Holy Spirit's work in us? Now, spiritually, a bypass wouldn't be fruitful because you'd only be avoiding the problem. By repenting, purging out sin in your life, you get to the root of the problem. I want you to hear Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. It records John the Baptist in warning those brood of vipers, remember the Pharisees and the Sadducees, that their behavior had better bear fruit in keeping with repentance. In addition, I want you to hear the words from the author of the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne. And if we are bearing some fruit, God wants us to bear more fruit. Jesus accomplishes this by pruning us. And that could be that he might move us. He might have us change jobs or ministries. He might move us out of our comfort zones, or he might even humble us like he did Jonah. But the pruning is like refining us, bringing us closer to him, helping us to cut away the things that hamper us, that don't allow us to grow into what we're supposed to be. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul gives us some really good examples to cut away, like boasting, jealousy, infighting, deception, and more. God longs to refine us, to work with us in his forge, molding us, using his holy fire to refine us, making us exactly what he wants us to be. And his discipline will strengthen us. Thinking of the words from James chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. In other words, it's you becoming the person that God designed you to be. There are two things that we can do when God prunes us, and it's up to us. We can either grow from it, or we can complain. Paul saw his gain in the worldly as loss before God, and his loss in the worldly as gain before God. I want to tell you a story about a woman with a peach tree in her backyard. Unpruned, the tree grew big and leafy, and it was loaded with peaches, although the fruit was disappointingly small and pretty tasteless. One year, when her husband was out of work, he went to work on the tree while she was away at work. When she came home from school one day and she saw how far back that he had pruned it, she stared at it in shock. "You killed it," she cried. "Now we won't have any peaches at all." Well, was she wrong? That spring, the pruned branches produced a beautiful blanketing of pink blossoms, and soon little green peaches replaced the blossoms. "Leave them alone," she begged him. He ignored her and thinned the fruit. By the end of the summer, the branches were so heavily weighted down with peaches that they had to be propped up. And the peaches, they turned out being large, sweet, and juicy. Exactly what you expect a peach to be. That tree was so much better off for the painful cutting it endured under the man's pruning shears. It's a good example how God prunes us for us to grow. You know, I was talking to Deacon Bob. You might not know this about Deacon Bob. He's got so many special gifts. He's a master gardener. And we were talking about pruning. He started, well, he would have if he could have, chasing me around the office trying to prune me. No, I'm kidding. Wonderful man, but he knows his, if you have any problems or questions about growing things, he's the man to see. Am I giving you more work? I'm sorry if I am. Forgive me. But it's a good example, if you will, how God prunes us for us to grow. I want you to remember Jesus' words in John 15:5 of today's gospel. "I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Jesus is looking for us to grow and be recognized as being his. He said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 to 20, "You will recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits." So let me ask you, where are you in relation to the vine? Are you connected? If not, you've got to give yourself over to Christ today and don't waste another minute. Are you growing personally? If not, maybe you need a cleaning out, and then seek his will. Trying to do our own will in his name will only result in failure, while doing his will in his name results in blessing and success. Jesus told us that he is the vine, we are the branches, and apart from him, we can do nothing. So we can either get on the vine or get burned in the fire. Choice is up to us. And I pray that your choice will be a fruitful one. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.